Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I'm happy to be preaching this morning, not from the center of a snowstorm, which I have done for the past 2 weeks. Last week, of course, it was here, and there were 30 of us. I couldn't believe it. We had 30 folks here. I thought I was going to preach to myself. We probably needed a sermon or two. And then the week before, I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where they had gotten 6 inches of snow that Sunday. I was there, but actually last Sunday, they got 20 inches. So I picked the right one. My sermon did not generate as much meteorological activity as whoever preached last Sunday in that place. But when I was there, and as I was thinking about this sermon already, I was with a friend of mine, and we were there to baptize their child, Nina. And this is a woman that I met here in Madison when she had been a PhD student in philosophy. She eventually went on and became ordained a priest in this church. And we'd have lots of discussions about what it was like to be in seminary, but what it was also like to be in the philosophy department at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And one of the things we got to talking about, probably about this time of year, you know, because the fourth Sunday of Easter is all, it's kind of, you know, it's got this unofficial designation and partly official designation, Good Shepherd Sunday. She would always talk about this professor of hers, who he was a person of faith, but he had some real struggles with Christianity. And the struggles weren't the ones that you would normally think about. This professor was quite open when there would be discussions of what Christianity was like in class or out somewhere, sitting on the terrace talking about it. And when it would come down to it, there was really a doctrine he could not take. And then it was for this philosophy person, it wasn't that he was so smart, he could not wrap his head around like the idea of resurrection. The idea of resurrection was against all that he could imagine be scientifically okay. It wasn't that he struggled with the idea of a single source of creation for the whole universe. It wasn't that he wanted to poke fun at kind of this crazy doctrine of the Trinity that we have around Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father, trying to figure out how three things are one thing. How one thing, actually the hard part, is how one thing's three things and how that works. It wasn't any of these major doctrines of the church. It wasn't even what is actually, for a philosopher, would be the biggest problem, which is the problem of evil. How do we live in a universe that's created by a good God and that so much evil persists? In fact, actually, as a philosopher, he was better able to answer that question than many theologians sometimes, because he could put it into a logic problem. But there was one logic problem he could not unravel. And that was the logic problem that we are put to today. And that is the logic problem of Jesus as the good shepherd. He said, I would be much more comfortable being a Christian, being a person of faith, if we did not call Jesus the good shepherd. And the reason for that being was not that he didn't like shepherds. In fact, he was a shepherd. In fact, that's partly what his problem was. It wasn't that he thought like a shepherd was a menial occupation to have, even though we've kind of very inaccurately on many Christmas Eve sermons talked about the shepherds as though they are some second-class citizen. It's not totally accurate. We've got this idea. It wasn't that. It was that if Jesus is the good shepherd, if that's this side of the equation, the other side of the equation has to be there's some sheep. And if Jesus is the good shepherd, and you're following him, that means you're the sheep. And he said, I take care of sheep. I don't want to be one. And there are lots of reasons. Because if you can, and don't waste your whole afternoon this afternoon, but if you type in dumb sheep into a search on YouTube, we won't see it for weeks. Because you will just see nothing but videos of sheep doing dumb things. They seem to be like able to be misled. They'll go anywhere the crowd goes. You don't want to be associated with that. He didn't want to be associated with something that seems to absentmindedly like walk away. He didn't want to be associated with something that didn't seem to have any ability to protect one's self. He said, I would believe in Jesus a lot more if Jesus was something else other than a shepherd. And I think when we think about Jesus as the good shepherd, we like that image. But the other image that we must embrace and we must hold on to if we want to hold on to Jesus as the good shepherd is that we are the sheep. And there are some things about ourselves that we must embrace and live into if we want to have a good shepherd in our lives. And in order to do that, there are many illusions and sometimes delusions that we need to give up about ourselves. Things that our culture has told us are the most important to be. Like being independent is more important than almost anything else. Or that everything that happens to you is the direct result of decisions that you have made. You're a sheep. It's not about the decisions you have made. Sometimes it's about the decisions others have made for you. And the flip side of that is good people are the result. They're good because they made good decisions. Bad people are bad people because they've made bad decisions. But sheep folks are sheep. And if they got a shepherd that cares for them, the shepherd protects them from both their good and bad decisions. And it takes away an agency that we're not willing to give away. To be a sheep is to acknowledge that sometimes you are a danger to yourself when you won't be a sheep. The decision that a sheep would make to leave the flock would be disastrous. You know what we call a sheep that leaves a flock? Lunch for something else. It also is to say that there's a way that you cannot protect yourself. If you want to embrace the image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, you have to embrace the image of you as a sheep who sometimes lacks the agency that we all hold to be the most dear part of our lives. The intelligence that we think makes us who we are. The strength and the courage that we think makes us persons who can protect ourselves when we are away from the flock. And it's important for us to do that for ourselves first. And the reason is because when we hold those attitudes about ourselves, we judge other folks by those same attitudes. And when we're being generous, we might say that other people who are experiencing bad things in their lives just had bad luck. And if we're a little less generous, we might just say that was a bad decision they made. Or we might just acknowledge that they're weak. It gets a little worse. But then we do get to the point where, like, the worst, like, insult that we can hurl at a person is that they need somebody to care for them or take care of them or that they're lazy or that they're a taker. That's why it's so important to recognize yourself as a sheep first, is because when you start to see the sheepness of other folks, you cannot judge it. When you accept Jesus as the good shepherd of your life, the first thing you have to accept is that you are a sheep too. And there is something in you that needs two things to be a sheep. You need to be part of that flock, and you need to be cared for. Cared for from the things that you internally do that would harm you, and care from the things and protection from the things that are outside of you that would come and get you. And it's just these two things that's in view in this passage this morning. It's these two attributes of the shepherd. It's not every single attribute of the shepherd that they talk about in this passage. Jesus doesn't say he's the good shepherd in the feeding letter here. He says protection and collecting a flock. And to be a sheep in God's flock is to be collected and to be protected. Those are the images of the good shepherd. And then to be in that flock, you need to be willing to be collected and to be protected. But sheep are not as dumb as those YouTube videos will tell you this afternoon. And I'm sure somebody in here will burn down the internet watching these. But there is also agency. And there's agency given to the sheep in these flocks in this passage about Jesus here. In fact, it's a little short in our lectionary this morning, but it's just got done saying the reason that sheep can be collected and protected is because they have knowledge. They have the ability to recognize something. They have the ability to recognize Jesus' voice. The agency that comes from being a sheep of Jesus isn't just the agency to recognize your sheepliness. It is the agency to recognize the voice of the shepherd who will collect and protect you, and not the shepherd who will run away and leave you abandoned. It is about knowing that when you hear the voice of Jesus, you are willing to go into that pen by the gate that he is, by the protector that he is. Because the image of the good shepherd is the image of love. Love that collects us, and love that protects us, and ultimately, love that gives itself for us. Amen.